Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share and something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming here on the World Wide Web here in Columbus, Ohio. It's about 6 o'clock, and I'm sitting here at the Jones Middle School where I coach soccer. Just got finished with our last practice. It's been a kind of a interesting season, kind of an up-and-down season for us, which is normal. It's kind of like life. We have those moments where, you know, you're on top, and compared to last year, we were undefeated, and this year we're almost, I believe we're 9-7 or something like 9-8 or something along the lines. We have one more game, two more games possibly, at least we play tomorrow. We're still in the tournament. We're in the lower bracket of the tournament. And, you know, we ended up getting bounced out of the first bracket because of a bad call by a referee. I mean, it was pretty bad. Both teams agreed, but there's nothing we can do because the ref made the call, and that's kind of how we were. We didn't really help ourselves to outscore the other team. It was tied 2-2 with a minute 26 to go. And, you know, that's how sports, that's how life is sometimes. You have a window, and you have to take advantage of that window of opportunity, and we didn't do that as a team. As together, you know, we win or we lose together, so there's no separation. There are mirrors, and we're our mirrors, and we work together. So, you know, we were a little upset. We were bummed, but, you know, a lot of teams that were in the tournament lost. They were expected to win. So we're not alone in that category, in that aspect of that play. But it was a life lesson for myself, a life lesson for the boys. We understand that it doesn't always work out the way you want. Sometimes we have to help ourselves by better preparation or just understanding the situation you're in. But team sports is a good way to learn and to understand life, and just like anything you do. These boys understand that they're going to be working and they're going to be around people that maybe they don't enjoy being around with. And being on a job, working with someone who doesn't have the same values you have, but they're all working for the principle and the cause of the business, the company, or the federal government, or whoever they work for, along that lines. I try to teach these boys that, you know, how you practice is how you play, and, you know, if you practice as hard as you can, and when you get on the field, it should be a little bit easier, or you should be able to execute the things you do. And that's just kind of like life is, you know, just when you have a business or a job, if you execute properly and you're in good preparation, then, you know, you do well. But there'll be moments where, you know, even with the preparation that you have, things don't always seem to work out that way. But it's, you know, it's the moment we're in. It's the moment we enjoy. We enjoyed that we played together. We enjoyed, we took those memories with us. And life is like that too. How do you go through life? Do you just walk through life, just kind of going step by step, or, you know, this is my job, I'm here for 20 years, 30 years, or 5 years, whatever. You know, there's got to be more to life than just, you know, expecting these short expectations. I mean, huge expectation is to set these beautiful, you know, dreams and these goals for yourself, where you want to go, where you want to be in the next 5 years. The next 5 years are very crucial for everybody, even the next 6 months, the next 2 weeks. Life, as you can see here in the United States right now, our government's closed down to some degree. It just makes you wonder, you know, who's in control? Are we really in control? Do we have any control? I mean, are we living in this world that, you know, that these parameters are set among us to, you know, to do certain things? So I'm not sure, you know, and you can kind of look at it however you want, you know, approach life how you want it. I'm not here to tell you or, you know, direct or dictate your belief system. I'm here by invitation just to, you know, share with you different ways of thinking how to live life, you know, versus, you know, reacting towards responding or reacting, you know, thinking about things. You come home from a long day, everybody's grumpy. You can make the decision to either join that grumpiness or to actually, you know, not necessarily stay out of it, but, you know, allow those folks to be where they need to be. And that's kind of where it kind of leads me to where we were at yesterday. We drove to Ash Cave. We had the gathering of Ash Cave. It's a national park Actually, it's a state park here in Hocking Hills in Ohio, where a bunch of about 100 and some people, you know, we all showed up to do sacred drumming, you know, fun drumming. And, you know, it was just an amazing day. We asked for no rain. We had plenty of sunshine. It was about 65 most of the time. And the amazing thing is so beautiful because, you know, it was like everywhere else it was raining. Every single place we were at, it was just storming. It was just nasty. And Ash Cave was amazing. We drummed. We did drum healings. We did. My friend did a communion service there. We had friends that we haven't met, mainly through Facebook. It was just a wonderful time, an amazing time, and we had a blast. We got to do our sacred dances. We got to do our bundle ceremonies. We got to do all the cool stuff that you like to do. But one of the amazing things was, you know, just how everything was just almost, you know, almost in the perfect state. And everybody was saying their goodbyes. We were all leaving. We were all going to where we needed to go and do what we needed to do. The cool thing was, when we were in the shelter house, there was a few of us just having a little bit of a dinner, you know, whatever was left over. And we were sitting there and eating and just giggling and laughing and talking about the day and the things that we were doing. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there and I'm listening. I hear this, like, howling sound, like the wind, you know, howling. And it sounded like really crazy stuff. I was just like, wow, do you guys hear that? And I'm like, yeah, I hear that. But no one was really like, I'm like, wow, that's pretty strange. That's like, I'm like, is that the wind? And I'm like, I don't know. And, like, and then all of a sudden, this huge gust of wind just comes out. And I'm like, and the next thing you know, it just started to rain like crazy. It rained so hard, I couldn't personally see outside the shelter house except for, like, shapes. And I was just like, oh, well, this is amazing. And the rain is just blessing and purifying the you know, the land and the space we were at. It was almost like my great spirit was saying, okay, you know what? Thank you for coming, you know, and we honored the space, and the ancestors were happy, and it was over. It was like, you know, the farewell. It was like the goodbye. And so I was just like totally happy with how that all played out. But it was just an amazing time, you know, and we were all in the moment. We were all there. We were all present. Nothing mattered. The outside world didn't exist to us at that moment. We were having our drum circle. We were gathering. We were having fun. We were eating. We were communing together. And we were doing all the things that, you know, people, you know, just talk about. And that was one of the things that I was talking about when I was with my friends, is a lot of people go through life and they don't do the things that they wish they'd done. You know, everybody talks about bucket list. Everybody talks about different things that they wish they would do. You know, and somebody asked me that, you know, hey, you have a wonderful life. You live your life, la, la, la. And I'm like, you know, yeah, you're right. I do live my life, you know, and I know, you know, the time is short on this planet. You know, you don't know when you're going to check out. Nobody knows. And, yeah, I mean, there's responsibilities involved in things, but I also choose to live. You know, I choose to go drum. I choose to do the things that I want to do. I don't, you know, I'm just getting to the point, you know, I'm 46, and, you know, when I was younger, I didn't think anything of it. Don't always be tomorrow. But, you know, when you start to lose, you know, close friends, and you start to lose your friend, your son's kid friends start to die, you know, and they're not even 20, they just turn 21, in a car accident and different things. Like, you start to go, you know what, it's taking things a little way too serious here. I'm taking life a little too, way too serious. And I'm going to have fun. And I have this little rock that somebody gave me, and I put it on my car, on my dashboard. I glued it to the dashboard with a little super glue, or Gorilla Glue, and it says, have fun. And my son got in the car the other day with me. He goes, because I have a little Mario brother here and a little hula dancer, skirt dancer here, and they're all just kind of looking at me when they're, and he goes, yeah, that's how you live life, Dad. Just have fun. You know, you really enjoy it. You know, you make the best out of even the worst situation. And, you know, I grew up in a family that was rigid and, you know, very parochial and very strong, and everything had to be a certain way. And you know what? Not anymore. Because tomorrow, I don't know when my last breath's going to be. And, you know, knowing that, I have to enjoy life to the best I can. Even if I had no money, if I was poor broke, you know. I'm not a rich man by any means, but I'm not a poor person either. And, you know, monetarily wise, what I'm speaking. And I'm going to enjoy life and make the best of it. And I invite you to do the same. You know, do the things that you haven't done. You know, invite your friends, invite your family. I'm just in that place, you know, if I'm not happy with something, I will say, hey, I'm not happy with this. I mean, I'm just going to let it drop. I'm going to go. And if the relationship's not working, then we have to figure out how to, you know, the things that are not helping the situation or whatever. Because in the great scheme of everything, the great scheme of the life, of this life, that I know, how I know it, is that it's very short and it's very fast. And my kids are adults now. And I, excuse me, never in my mind ever thought that my kids would be adults. I was married fairly young, you know, my wife and I. And here we are, we have these 23, 20, and 18-year-old people in our lives, these adults now. They're going to be adults longer than they have been children. They're going to be have been children in our lives. And I just try to set a good example for them and raise them the best I could, you know, with the tools that I was given. And that's all we're all trying to do. We're all trying to live life to the best of our ability from what we learned. And everything that we've learned is usually from our parents or our grandparents or somebody who raised us. And then if we didn't pay attention to those folks, we learn from somebody else, the streets, a certain group of friends, another family. You know, we start to take on surrogate families as well. And so you shouldn't be surprised by the things that you have in your life and the things that, you know, are occurring to you and the situations you run into. It's kind of your value system, the value system that you created for yourself. Maybe you should check, maybe we should all check, me included, what we believe in, you know, what we stand for. Is that a value to us? Does it alienate other people? Do we come across very cocky, very belligerent and rude? Are we thankful and grateful for the things that we do have? Do we want more? Do we want less? It's your life to live. It's your decision and your choices to make. But every action, you know, there's a choice. And every choice that you make has an effect on people. It has an effect on the world. It has an effect on everything. You know, when you decide to not do something, that does affect something. When you decide to do something, that affects. So I'm not saying you have to live a life of a saint. But you have to understand that life, every single person on this planet has value. Every single person makes a decision for others. You know, a lot of the reason we're in situations that we are in the government with closures and stuff is we as people have decided to put our trust and our abilities and our thoughts into the hands of people who will make better choices for us. Here's the thing. We don't have a lot to choose from. And a lot of people, you know, put a lot of standards and they put a lot of regimen on things. Oh, you have to, this person should be this. Oh, he's a doctor, so he should know. Oh, he's a lawyer, he should know. I'm knocking doctors and lawyers. But you know what? They're regimented in one way of thinking, in one way of life, you know. There's all kinds of people out there who are talented and persons can do anything. And, you know, in life, you're a gift. We're all a beautiful gift. We've all been blessed. We've all been, we're a miracle. If you were to think about the possibilities of you existing, are millions and millions of chances to one. Maybe billions or trillions. Someone said it was a trillion to one. That means that you had one opportunity to be conceived, you personally, you, the cell that you are, the big living organism that you are, out of a trillion different opportunities. And here you go. How do you live your life? How do you enjoy it? That's up to you. You make that choice. You make that decision. But the cool thing about it is, you know, I always give thanks to my parents, at least for that, for life, because without them, this would not have been possible. I would not have been able to do the things that I wanted to do. So I give thanks to my parents because, you know, they're very important to me. You know, there's a lot of parents that are very abusive and very rude, and I understand that, and I get that. But these are soul contracts with people. These are decisions that we made that we wanted to engage with certain groups of people. I mean, the universe is very vast and very big. It's also very small. So you talk about soul relationships and soul contracts with people, soul families. There are groups of people that you hang around because you know them energetically. You know them. You relate to them. You're by them. You stand by them. You understand them. So I just welcome you to explore life and all the things that are in life. Life is an amazing thing. There's beautiful things to experience every day. And, you know, every day is a different day. Every cloud formation that comes past you is a different day. Every way the wind blows in your face is a different day. And the moments that you have with people are short and limited. Every day, something's changing. Every day, the leaves are changing. Times are different. Every click of the clock, there's a different thing, a different outcome that can come from it. So I just, you know, just kind of want you to think about things and just kind of, you know, challenge yourself. You know, I know some of you call for readings, but I'm not going to be able to do readings today because I'm on my cell phone here. And I'm sitting in a parking lot of my school where I coach. But I can sense energetically, you know, the feelings that are going through and the things that are happening and the things that, you know, you may be asking questions about, you know, relationships, you know, that job. You know what? If you put yourself in the right positions and you put yourself in the right direction and point yourself and ask yourself personally about things, you know, trust yourself. And a lot of it is that we don't trust ourselves. We don't think that we're capable enough, that we're not good as the other person or that person. And you know what's funny is that other person is thinking probably the same thing about us. But there are a few people who will go out there and, you know, and they're very confident they'll do things. But you know what? You have to fail a lot before you can become successful. And any successful person that you've ever asked will tell you that. I've failed more than I have succeeded. So for those of you who are, you know, thinking, contemplating and doing this, you may get it on the first shot. Yeah. You may be fortunate enough to do that. But the majority of the people who start businesses do not. So I'm just telling you, do your research, study. Be a student of what you want to do. You want that job and you don't want to move, then that's going to limit you. There are things, there are jobs out there that, you know, you can move to and you can go and be someplace else. But a lot of us won't take that step or not willing to take that step and go out and to see the world for what it is. You're locked into believing that I need to stay here and be close to my family. Your family's where you want it to be. You know, life is what you make it. I've said that earlier. So, explore. Be like that child. Get dirty. Get muddy. You know, it's time to get, you know, take your shoes off and feel the grass beneath your toes. You know, and just squeeze them and squish them, you know, getting in that mud. I'm pretty sure a lot of you haven't done that in quite some time. And you probably never did. Some of you probably never did as a kid. Just didn't want to do that. You know, and then self-study, self-analyze yourself, and study who you are, what you think you are, how you think about yourself, because you're probably not anything like that. You know, I do this a lot. I have to actually re-examine who I believe I am, because I don't believe I'm a guru, I don't believe I'm a shaman, I believe that I'm a human being on this planet in order to facilitate certain types of things and energies and moments, and to be part of these magical things that happen to us. And everything is magical. Everything that happens to us is important to us. I'm not saying you have to stay there and analyze every second that person who jogs by you, that bird that flies over your head. But you know what? Knowing that today is value, this time that you're listening to the radio, this time that you're here, is important. You're not a waste of time. There's no such thing as a waste of time. If you believe that, then it will be manifest and it will be. So remember how you mind and how you speak to yourself. And that's another topic that I've been on before, that, you know, self-talk, how we communicate with ourselves, how we either build ourselves up or how we put ourselves down. You know, we're the most critical person on the planet towards ourselves. Other people could be saying nice things about us or bad things about us, but we'll never beat ourselves up better than anybody but ourselves. So that's why I encourage you to find the love inside yourself, to find that energy, to find those patterns of who you are, why you're here. Why you're here is because you're here to love. You're here to enjoy. You're here to be part of this peace, to create this world. And there's enough angry people out there. So choose to, you know, respond versus to react to somebody's, you know, behavior. Because it's just behavior. And it's just, you know, what's their feeling at that moment. It doesn't mean that they're always going to be like that. People have given up on people for the stupidest and the smallest things. And, you know, yeah, I use those words, but because I'm a human being. And I want you to, and I'm not here to say, oh, I'm an enlightened one. Enlightenment means that I'm allowing people into my life, allowing people to be part of me and to live with me and to be in communion with me, to share this space with me. You're always in the dark, in the shadows every day. When the sun goes down, we go into the shadow. And when the sun comes up, we're into the light. And that's enlightenment, when you can understand that you're going to have both. You're going to have the light and you're going to have the dark. You're going to have these moments that you're going to be vulnerable. You're going to be a human being. So when we understand these things, that when we as human beings strive to be in the light, you're always in the light. If you believe you're enlightened, then you're enlightened. You don't need somebody, you don't need me or anybody to say that you're enlightened. But understand, there are a lot of people who don't understand what enlightenment means. They don't get it. They don't understand. They will never understand. They may understand. You know, I hope they understand what that means. To understand enlightenment is to understand that you came from someplace where you were not in the light, that you came from the dark place to understand that you came to walk in the light. And when you understand that the shadow is always behind you, and there's always a shadow casted on you when the sun hits you, then there's always a duality. There's always a part of you. There's a feminine and masculine side of you, always. That never goes away. Understand, there's two. Understand, because that's important when you can also step back into the dark to pull someone into the light. Because if you're always in light, not everybody understands the light, but if you know how to walk the light and the dark and understand that I have moments of human being a human being and crashing, and that it's how you get out of that crash and how you move out of there, it's a value, it's important. That's what makes you more of an enlightened person, understanding that you started from nothing, you started and you came and you built yourself and you worked your way up. And you learn to love yourself again. You learn to love others for who they are. And you learn to expect people to be who they want to be and how they want to be. Not how you want them to be, how they should be, how they should be in their life. Because not everybody's ready. And when you understand that not everybody's ready, then that's good. Because that's a step forward, understanding that not everybody's going to be ready. So I honor this time with you. I'm grateful for this time with you. You guys are amazing. Okay? When you start to believe in yourself, there's nothing you can't do. Nothing you can't say. You know, love is everywhere. Honor the love. Enjoy the love. Embrace the love. Because love is a word. It is a charged word because we put association to it. And darkness is a word that we put association on too. And that's where we're at, folks. Okay? I just want you guys to have a great weekend. I want you to have a great life. I want you to have a great day and great week. Because it's important. And you need to do that. You need to enjoy that, okay? Because here we are. We're coming into this world where there's so much anger, so much war, so much stuff. But there's also in this world, there's a lot of peace and love and harmony as well. Why? Because it's our duality. Where the one goes into the darkness, others step into the light, and vice versa. And it's just a common dance, constantly flowing in and out, in and out, in and out. Okay, so guys, I want you to go out there. I just want you to have the best time you can. Enjoy this world. Enjoy whatever centers you and do more of it. Meditation. If you need to meditate, then go meditate. Go sit by the tree. But I encourage you, go outside. Step outside and do the things you need to do. Go out and enjoy the world. There's so much to see. I know there's bucket lists, and that's kind of people get regimented and they do things. You know, love life. Love the world, my friends. Love the world. All right, folks, I pushed the wrong button there. My wife was calling me, and I hung up on you folks. So, yeah, just we're going to kind of end the show here a little bit earlier than usual. But I'll be back next week, and I'll do readings next week. But honor yourself. Honor where you're at and do the best you can where you're at. Sometimes it's very difficult and very hard, but I know you guys can pull it out. If anybody can do it, you guys can do it, okay? So peace and love and harmony, and like I said, 1, 2, 3 with my friends here. Get out in nature. Nature fixes a lot of stuff. Get a drum, drum a little bit. Just play a little drum, just have fun with it. All right, my friends, I will talk to you later. Have a good day. Have a good week. Blessings to all. I hope I touch someone, you know, someplace in the world. If we just talk to people and just say hello to people, you know, because the other day I drove by and I saw like 6, 7 people just texting, and all of them were waiting for the bus, and not one of them was even engaged in a conversation. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's interesting. That's pretty wild. All these people are just sitting there just texting and nobody's even saying that. I almost felt like getting out of my car and going, hey, you know this person? They probably would have startled them. But anyhow, folks, okay? You guys have a good weekend. I will talk to you soon. Just send me your messages or email me out there on Block Talk Radio and send me a message of what's going on, what's happening to you guys. Look for me on Facebook, Facebook's / Iggy Garcia or iggygarcia.com. And, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.